Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That is Kesha. She, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash are all the big stars at Alice in Winterland. It's on sale now. You can get tickets by going to RadioAlice.com. All the links, all the information you need is right there. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Meet us there. That is our party. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a freaking ball. Please bring a toy to the concert or go to toysfortots.org for a drop-off location near you. And it is Tickets and Trees Week. This is one of my favorite weeks. Second only maybe to Turkeys and Trees. Turkeys and Tickets. Tickets and Turkeys. This week, we are giving away a Christmas tree along with your tickets for Alice in Winterland. All you have to do is be calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Anthony's got the phones. If he says you're calling 97, you've got tickets to Alice in Winterland and a gift certificate for a Christmas tree. Winnings all week at 9, noon, 3, and 5. So you have lots of chances to win today. Call now.
The number you're calling is also our text number. And we've got a few of those today. So I'll try and read back some of the stuff you guys sent. I also want to say before I get to this that a lot of very nice supportive texts came in for me that I'm probably not going to read back on the air because I don't think I can get through them. But I appreciate the support. Thank you. My family does, for sure. So here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. 781.
Where's the 781?
I think that's Boston.
Yeah.
That's Boston.
It's like one of the new zip codes there.
What's the one that you grew up with?
617.
Okay.
But then it changed to 508.
Yeah, Boston suburbs.
But I don't know when they added 781 since I've left.
The last number you had in Boston, though, was a 508 area
508,
code?
508, yeah. Oh.
They added that in 97.
Oh, funny. Right. Right when I left. Yeah, I know some people who have a 781. Yeah, I guess if you get a new phone, they'd give you that.
Vinny, I'm with you on Harbor Freight. Never heard of them. I checked online and there's like 20 of them here in Massachusetts. One literally in every city.
Oh, my God.
One literally in the city I live in and I've never seen it. Someone ninja'd these things in nationwide. I've never seen it. Never heard of it. But it was one in one of the stories we did today about... Yeah. The
Black Friday deals.
The deals seem to be recycled from the year past, but that's not surprising to me at all.
But Harbor Freight is it's really just a big tool hardware store.
And because it was so successful, they expanded a lot more. I noticed they opened up a shop.
People want cheap tools.
I was like, wow.
Steve says, tell Vinny there's a Harbor Freight in Watsonville just opened last year. And he also said Dharma's is going out of business this month.
Get out of here! You love that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? My wife's going to be so happy. Every time me and my kid are like, we love Dharma, let's go. And she will do anything not to go.
What doesn't she like about it?
It's just not for her. She doesn't like healthy food.
I love her.
She's not into it.
Another reason to love her.
I know.
Let's
go get pancakes, Christina. Come on. Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's the worst news I've heard. Well, no, that's not true. I wish I could say.
Some bad news.
That's the worst news I've heard, but it's not. Anyway, wow. How's that possible? One of my favorite food options just is about to go poof.
I'm so sorry. That sucks. It really does.
Good morning, you guys. Can you please, please, please help me wish my husband, Robert, a happy 40th birthday? We are longtime listeners and had the pleasure of meeting you at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. You guys are the best. Thank you, and prayers for Isla.
Happy 40th?
Yes, happy 40th,
to
Robert.
Robert. It's a big deal turning 40. Good for you.
I hope you get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put out already.
Who's that to?
To his wife.
Oh, I see.
Interesting. On your birthday, though, no interest.
No, thanks.
No?
Don't put out. It's fine.
So if he had said, well, I'm here to give you your birthday lay.
I would have been like, I'm covered in mud and I'm going to take a shower before I go eat a pepperoni pizza, drink a beer, and go to sleep.
So you're saying to meet me in the shower?
I'm not. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'll see you Friday. No thanks. I already helped you on your 20-minute chore today that wound up being almost 3 hours and me covered in the stinkiest mud I've ever smelled in my life. No, I'm not putting out for you today on my birthday.
It helped you with the chores for our house.
Yeah.
Still, that's his job. Anything on the outside's his job, please. Except the pond. I have to clean that filter all the time.
Good morning,
gross.
Alice peeps. It rained pretty good in San Jose Campbell area late last night. Oh. About 10, 20 minutes.
10, 20 whole minutes, huh? Mm. All right. That's better than zero, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I live in Rincon Valley, which is northeast Santa Rosa, and my power's still on.
Oh, good.
On Main Street, St. Helena, no power.
Oh.
So no one checking in. The wind gusts are so strong, my lemons are flying off the tree.
Wow.
I need those this winter.
Super windy in Vacaville, too.
Yeah, it's actually not windy.
Are you seeing
downtown.
Anything glowing out there?
No movement.
No.
Well, the flag is.
Oh, the flag's moving. Yeah.
The flag is moving, but
the trees
not the
are
trees.
Just like,
no, I guess the buildings are blocking them.
High wind. Yeah, probably. Mm.
Vinny, are you proposing a Survivor Maury Povich season where all the contestants are former guests of his? Ha ha ha.
That's great.
I do think it'd be interesting to check in with all of the. You're not the father. Kids and find out how they feel about being part of the Maury Povich show.
Yeah. Your mom definitely did someone else.
Do you hear the guy celebrate?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I told you.
Jeez, there's a kid there going, thanks.
But daddy, I love you.
Oh, someone's maybe you already read this. Y'all are the top morning show in the Bay Area and can't get some color printers. Listen, we told Entercom no color printers.
Yeah,
no,
we said
we
don't want that. It's too expensive. The toner's too much.
Don't
do
it.
Save you some money.
We like Entercom. It old school, black and white.
Yeah.
Emerald is one of the softer gemstones, very prone to cracking and breaking in wedding rings, so I'd imagine it wouldn't survive the fire. That's the 500-pound emerald that someone from the campfire is claiming they had in their house.
$280 million.
Right.
Pay up, PG&E.
Here's the thing, though, and a lot of people wrote this, and I already kind of know this, too. You do usually want to report to your insurance company the things you have in-house.
Sure. You pay a little extra for insurance on those.
So you would have said to them, we've got this 500-pound emerald.
Yeah, it's a coffee table.
On
the coffee table. No, it is the coffee table. It can't. No coffee table can hold it.
Appraised jewelry to put under your homeowner's insurance. You are required to show them a receipt and an appraisal.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, these guys just went a little too far in their demands.
I get they're trying to make a point, though, and a lawyer is saying, hey, let's push it. Let's see what we can make happen.
Maybe they'll settle for $20 million.
House fires are around 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Emeralds melt at 2,552 degrees.
Oh.
Smells like fraud to me. So they're saying that thing wouldn't have melted.
Oh.
It would have been fine, right?
I guess that's what they're saying, yeah. I don't know what I thought. I guess I would have thought that whatever it is would melt.
Whoa.
What is it? What do you got?
Oh, is it Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
It says 1,100 Fahrenheit. I don't know what that...
1,100 Fahrenheit for a house fire? Or that's
yeah,
what... For,
yeah, that's what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
Emerald is one of the softer gemstones, very prone to cracking and breaking in wedding rings, so I'd imagine it wouldn't survive a fire. Yeah, but I think they're saying a 500-pound emerald.
That might. The core of that might. There might be some emerald left there for you.
The charms for crocs, Sarah, are called gibbets.
Gibbets. I have a lot of gibbets. I have a ton of them. Bring game to me, and they're my favorite thing. I walk around, they light up. Some of them are on springs. They waggle around.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, my God. That's like the cutest thing. When I got mud all over them yesterday, I'm like, well, I can't wait to spray that off my gibbets. Whatever the hell they're called.
I had to, when I was making chicken soup last night, pull the gibbets out of the
you think
center.
The giblets.
And was like.
It's a bag of organs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Yeah. When I was a kid, though, I didn't know they were gross, and my mom would cook them up. I'd like eat the chicken heart.
They're not gross.
They are gross.
Later,
you eat them, and you go, oh, my God, this is so gross. Why would anyone eat this?
Disgusting. I mean, like the thing is, they sell a bunch of hearts by themselves just to eat
Like just like for a snack?
At the Chinese markets, yeah.
I remember getting a little bit older, and you could actually kind of dissect the heart and stuff. Like, you can see the little ventricles. And
yeah, people like that. It's a thing. Yeah. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. 650 says, oh, my God, if you're a strict vegan, you don't go to a bleeping fast food burger joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's suing Burger King because his impossible meatless burger was cooked on the same grill as a burger with meat.
Yeah. He did say hold the mayo, though.
Right.
So very strict vegan, except for the whole Burger King thing.
They never advertise Impossible Burger as vegan. Yeah, that's another thing, is you do have to be careful. If you're saying it's vegan, it should be.
Yes.
That would be very much like me saying, I do not want to have any alcohol. So if I'm ordering, you know, whatever, make sure there's no booze in there, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause me some issues.
Mm-hmm. We don't want any of those.
Harbor Freight will exchange your broken tools, guys.
Oh, great.
No way.
Bring them back.
Might have to pull Vin's man card on the Harbor Freight thing. I'll take it. Been gone forever.
He carries a purse, for God's sake.
I do not.
Oh, that's right. You don't.
Briefcase, Sarah.
Sure.
Harbor Freight, they have an awesome return policy. Got my husband's large tool cabinet from there.
Oh. That's a nice thing to have, a big tool cabinet. Yeah. They are really inexpensive.
They got a lot of on the Harbor Freight. I'm trying not to torture you guys with them.
Oh, you're not. I love Harbor Freight.
I'm vegan and I listen to your show every morning, but when you talk down upon vegans so much, it makes me want to change the channel.
Well, you're in a bad mood, so you know, don't blame that on us.
Yeah. Vegan is so hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. We're just trying to be funny, you know. Just relax.
I don't even think I could go. And I'm not even as crazy for eggs as my wife is, but I'd have to eat eggs.
Yeah.
You have to.
Just go vegetarian. You don't have to go totally vegan. Unless you're Moby and you've written it all over yourself.
Right.
The problem is that the meat juices can make a vegan sick. I'm a chef and we make vegan food in a very clean frying pan. But fast food restaurants are streamlined and do not have traditional stovetops. My question is, why is a vegan supporting a fast food chain with his money that is part of the industry that... Sorry, I lost it. But I'm sure it's the meat industry.
Yeah.
That's who you'd be supporting if you go there.
Right. Has anyone here had one of those Impossible Burgers?
No.
I have.
And?
It's fine. First of all, I don't want my veggie... I don't need my veggie burger to look or resemble meat.
Or just, even taste like it, right?
Yeah, it doesn't need to... It doesn't need to.
So does it look, resemble, and taste
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it does to some extent. It doesn't taste like meat. So it's weird that you would need to sell a veggie burger to someone by saying it mimics meat in right. the way... Like, I don't need that.
No, I'm with you. A good veggie burger is freaking delicious.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to just be like mashed up garbanzo beans.
In fact, I meant to look for that corn thing. Corn?
Q-O-R-N.
Yeah, I meant to look for that yesterday and then... Got caught up with chicken soup.
It's really, they're good. I like them.
Ha!
Ha.
No, that is not the plot of Cats, Sarah.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay. this thing I was reading, I'm like, I feel like I would have heard this before. So what is the plot, did they say?
No, they didn't.
Oh. I was like, this is even more reason I want to see this movie. If she's really a sex worker cat, like a hooker cat, then this sounds great.
It says here the plot centers on a tribe of cats called the Jellicles, as they come together at the annual Jellicle Ball to decide which one of them will ascend to the Heaviside Lair, their version of heaven, and be reborn into a new life.
Oh.
As in they do die.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Vinny's right. I work at a prison. One night, the sergeant made a point to tell his people they better make their rounds. They thought he left, but he actually stuck around and stood on the tiers waiting for them to make their rounds, and none of them ever did. Five officers got fired over that.
Yeah, I mean, that's your job.
Vinny, you're giving night shift a bad name. I'm a night shift custodian, and me and my crew work our tails off every night and get things ready for the morning. It's not everybody.
Yeah. Some jobs, though, it's easy to not do them. Like a custodian, people are going to notice if you didn't clean.
Right.
You know, that is a hard job. And there are cleaning crews all through the city here that do that third shift. And I mean, everywhere, not just the city here. But there are jobs where you can just sit back and not do the job.
Well, I mean, I don't. I speaking for radio, I know I got into it because I needed to learn the controls. But it turns out what they really want is someone who's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but yeah, they're looking for a body.
I found out the hard way when I was like, the equipment. Mm-hmm. I've been busting my ass on this shift. How are my ratings? And he goes, ratings?
There's no ratings from midnight to 6 a.m.
You don't get ratings. I'm like, how am I going to move up? You're not up listening to me. Well, you can give me a tape, but I mean, no, there's no. I'm like, oh my God. All of that stuff for nothing? Not for nothing, but damn, man, that was a cold splash of water. Anyway. Seriously, I thought, oh, I'm out of time.
Oh,
look
boy.
At that.
Well, we should take a quick break and come right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. If you're breathing, you're wealthy. Keep that in mind. A lot of stuff going on in the Bay Area today and all the days, really. So, you know, whatever's going on in your world, just be grateful for the things that you have around you. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Let's get the thankfulness started.
So Dreamforce is still in town.
Oh my God.
Do you have people driving you?
No, although Alden did drive me yesterday.
It was,
and you know what? When I'm not driving, I don't even notice the traffic, so right. I couldn't even tell you if it took us a long time yesterday. Well, how about you?
Yeah, it took longer.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. It's just the deal with the city.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever go out the Beachway? Or you just go down to Embarcadero no matter what?
Yeah, I gotta anything off my little routine. I'm a nutbag.
We don't want that, Yuzi.
We don't.
No.
I get real nervous.
Well, sincere hopes that your power stays on, everybody. And we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Enjoy Survivor, if that's an option for you this evening.
And enjoy Lexi. She's up next.
She is.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.